Welcome to the Basic Bee Podcast, a show for the wannabe SEO-savvy service providers among us, for the coaches and consultants who dream of becoming known for their storytelling skills, not to mention the solopreneurs who straight up need to master all things social proof to increase sales. After a little reluctantly, fully committing to this online world of business, I quickly realized I needed to get people to come to me. I needed to tell them I was here and how I could support them. I dove headfirst into social proof, which led me to SEO, which led me to storytelling, and now it gives me great joy to share what I've learned with other business owners so they skip the hard stuff and ease straight into sales. This podcast gives you expert insights, actionable takeaways, and casual convos with some of the online world's best and brightest experts and strategists. I think that's enough of an intro, so here we go. Welcome back to the Basic Bee Podcast. I have got a really cool episode for you today, and it actually came about because I just got back from the post office. And yes, I went on tax day to mail tax things. It was crowded, but the people were so lovely and so helpful, which is wonderful because I always feel like I'm going to, like, those forms are tests and then I'm going to fail the test. It's ridiculous. I don't like not passing tests. But that whole experience made me realize how important it is to know the next steps. And it inspired me to create this podcast now that I'm home. So I'm going to be sharing what the case study training program is, how it works, why I created it, who it's for, and then next steps. Because, I mean, why not after that intro? What is it? Let's get into that first. This program is the only training that walks you through step by step how to dream up and create case studies with, and this is the kicker, with SEO, storytelling, and social proof. No one else is doing case studies this way. No one. I've had people tell me this. And so I went and I checked and I was like, oh my goodness, it's really just me out here doing this. So trust me, I've checked. But these three, SEO, storytelling, and social proof, this is the secret combination to getting clients to find you, fall in love with you, and hand you their money. This program is the most comprehensive program that shows you how to write stories that increase your income, your visibility, and those conversions. So they're really magical marketing pieces. And there's so much that's possible for you once you create case studies and get them out into the world. You generate more leads, and not just leads, you generate warm to hot leads. You've got more traffic coming into your site. You've got people who are really interested in what you're doing and what you're talking about and how you're helping people. It's a big deal. You are busting objections before they even happen, or you're easily able to share this case study with someone when they do bump up against an objection. You would have heard Brenna talk about this in her episode, and I'll make sure that I link to that. So, I mean, this is definitely something that's come up in my client calls where I'm hearing my done-for-you case study copywriting clients are saying this, where I'm hearing my students saying this, that they're able to easily share these case studies and really just turn that ship around easily and really without much effort on their part. This means that you don't have to keep retelling this amazing story over and over and over each time you hear this objection. You'll also hear Jamar talk about this in his episode, and I'll make sure that I link to that too. With case studies written with this three-pronged approach, that storytelling really keeps readers engaged. It keeps them reading down the page. It keeps them invested in the story. They want to know what happens. It's just really incredible. You create connections by telling these case study stories. And connections, as we know, lead to conversions. With these case studies, your clients are doing the selling for you. This is a very introvert-friendly way of marketing, my friend. As an introvert, I can't tell you how nice it is to just be like, oh yeah, here's this thing, go read it. Here's this thing, go listen to it. It's amazing. You build your authority. Again, with having that SEO strategy and having the quotes from your clients, you're building your authority. You're becoming seen as the expert. You create content that lasts and works for you. And this is a theme that you're going to see and hear throughout this episode, because I'm a really big proponent of creating content that lasts, one, longer than stomach flu, and two, actually goes out and becomes part of your marketing team. It's out there singing your praises. It's out there sharing stuff with people. It's pretty cool to watch that happen. You start showing up in Google searches literally with solutions to problems that people are wanting to solve, or steps that get them closer to what they're desiring. Because no, not everything is a pain. It's not. Not everything is a problem. Sometimes we just have this next thing that we're desiring, this place that we're wanting to get to, this thing we want to do. So these case studies are either, like I said, helping someone solve a problem and saying, hey, I've got this solution to this thing that you are literally typing into the search bar right now. Or, oh, hey, that thing that you want to get closer to, yeah, my program gets you there, or my done for you service gets you there. You improve your storytelling skills, especially in this program. And no, you don't got to be born with it. This is not a Maybelline moment. You can learn this. You can learn how to tell better stories. In just a second, I'm going to get into that a little bit more, because I do know this firsthand. With these case studies, you are able to showcase your clients and your framework, your process, or your method. You're able to show off your smarts. You know, another thing that's really amazing, and Mindy talked about this, and so did Ashley, and if her episode is out by now, I will link that too. But these case studies really give you a minute to just sit down and appreciate how far you've come, all that you've accomplished. It's a singular happy folder. You've probably heard me talk about this before, but I'm looking at it right now. I have a happy folder on my desktop because I'm not immune to having bad days. I'm not immune to having imposter syndrome just like chilling on my shoulder one day. It's not a great feeling. And when you have these case studies that you can go and look at, not only is it wonderful for you to share with people to bust objections or to connect with new people, you're also able to remind yourself how incredible you are and show yourself how much you're impacting other people's lives. That's amazing. That's a big deal. So, you know, just saying, you ultimately, with these case studies, gift people this chance to try before they buy, which is almost impossible for services like coaching, copywriting, podcast production, healthcare. I mean, you name it. It's really challenging to give someone that try before you buy experience with a service. Case studies, however, allow you to do that. I created the case study training program because I really didn't feel like a strong storyteller. I created my framework because I didn't feel like a strong storyteller. And that may shock you that someone who doesn't feel like an amazing storyteller would go and then become an SEO and case study copywriter and then go on and show other people how to create case studies. You know, I mean, it's a little bit bananas. So let me go back a little bit. I often uncover what I want to do in life because of my dreams. I know this sounds kooky, but stick with me. It happened with my boyfriend. It happened with the fact that I wanted to teach in some capacity in my life. It happened with massage therapy. And then it happened with case studies. I kid you not, I woke up from a dream where I was like, I want to write client success stories, but no one was really Googling client success stories, which is why I called them case studies. And that's how you have found me, my friend. That is how we ended up here. SEO played a role in this very early on. So I had that dream. I woke up from the dream and I knew I wanted to do this thing, which meant that I knew I had to find a way to do it that was good, that was quality, in a way that I could do it for myself, in a way that I could do it for my clients, in a way that I could then teach it to people. And the reason I write case studies from this three-pronged approach is because that is where the magic happens. You know, we're like in an episode of Cribs, this is where the magic happens. This is where the marketing magic happens. And even in my massage practice, I wouldn't upcharge for someone to get cupping and trigger point therapy and craniosacral massage. I would give them what they needed that day. I pulled out whatever tools that person needed, or, you know, think of it this way, whatever tools I needed for that quote unquote project, if you will. And I do this with case studies all the time now. You need all three parts for these case studies to be successful. With SEO, it gets warm to hot leads to your site 24/7 on autopilot without you needing to do too much. Yes, you need to post about it and share it occasionally, but not a ton of work goes into it if you set it up correctly in the first place, and you have strategically linked to and from the case study, which is something that I show you how to do. Storytelling hooks and engages potential clients. It keeps them reading down the page, like I said earlier. It builds connections. And again, I'm going to, keep repeating this. Connections lead to conversions. With case studies written this way, the reader, aka your potential client, connects to you and your client. They start to see you as their guide, and they see themselves reflected in your client's story. This is also why most business owners end up wanting more than one case study. They want to represent multiple offers, multiple client experiences, or just different clients. And social proof, again, this case study, this entire case study, is a giant piece of social proof. And I show you how to weave in testimonials into that case study because that is really critical. That does the selling for you. Those quotes bring the case study to life. Every time I've read a case study where there were no quotes from the client, there's a little seed of doubt in there. There's a little bit of like, well, what did the client have to say about it? I want to see screenshots. I want to see from that client. I want to see quotes. I want to read really how they felt about the entire thing before, during, and after. I want to hear it from them, and I'm sure you do too. Who is this program for? Service providers who want to showcase their success stories and their work, attract more of their dream clients, make launching easier, and know what content to create that'll actually move the needle. These are the right people for the case study training program. Now, you could be a newer service provider who wants to drum up more business or get better at closing potential clients. Maybe you're having sales calls, but you're just not closing them. Or you could be a service provider who has all these incredible stories to share, but you're not sharing them. They're living somewhere in a Google Drive. They are maybe living in your happy folder. Maybe you've got some screenshots in there that you haven't turned into a case study. You have all this stuff. You just haven't put it into an organized, really helpful marketing piece. Hey, fellow podcaster. I see you out here wanting to do more with SEO, but not even knowing where to begin or what to do. Oh, and yeah, there are loads of episodes you should be blogging about, but like, how? I saw so many conversations just like this happening around me, and one day I just thought, I'm a podcaster, I'm an SEO show notes writer, I should make a resource. So I did. And now you can grab the SEO podcast show note and blog post templates. You get everything you need to go from podcast idea to SEO optimized podcast show note to SEOified blog post, which means you've got two long-form content pieces out here marketing for you 24/7. I even included video training so you know exactly what goes where and how to incorporate SEO for your podcast ASAP. Click the link in the show notes and grab your templates today. Previous students have included a pediatric dentist and myofunctional specialist. If that is a word that is foreign to you, it's all about breathing, airway. So I've had healthcare providers, I've had different kinds of strategists, coaches, consultants, I've had marketing agencies, I've even had business owners send team members through the training. This was so smart. They could bring case study copywriting in-house. They don't have to hire me out, bring me on for every done-for-you case study. They have a copywriter in-house, so they just sent them through the program. Again, I thought that was so brilliant. What you can expect from the case study training program. And my delivery format for this training is a little bit unique. This is a 6-week program that is dripped out via email. And again, if you listen to Mindy's episode, you'll hear more about what that experience was actually like for her. I really also wanted to make this as accessible as possible. So I've got a whole bunch of different ways that I get the information to you as a learner. There's a private podcast if you just want to listen to things, and I specifically link directly to the podcast episode that makes sense for the thing that I'm teaching you about that week or that day. There are video trainings where you actually see me going into these resources and using them, or I even walk you through some of the case study examples of things that I've written or things that students have written. There are PDFs with written highlights and instructions, and there are live video calls for Q&A. And if there's a bonus, if you join by April 24th, you get a copy audit of your first case study, which means I'm actually going through your case study and I'm giving you specific pointers. We walk through how to choose the perfect person to write a case study about, what to actually gather, how to write the case study, and how to market and repurpose it. Because that is a big thing that I see so many business owners talk about, but we don't always think through how we can repurpose things. And one thing Mindy said in her episode was that she was shocked by the number of ways that you could repurpose this that I included in the resource there. So that was kind of cool to hear. The three big modules that we focus on are all about gathering. The second one is about writing, and then the third is about sharing. So it's, what do you need to gather? How can I actually organize and outline and write this thing and then edit it? And how can I market this? Again, marketing and repurposing the case study. You get checklists, templates, swipe copy, interview questions, a crash course in SEO, and my storytelling framework that I was mentioning a little bit ago. And back to Mindy for a second, because she shared that every time she had a question, there was a resource she could go to. And then Jess Brooks, who you'll see on the sales page, she has sent me many a Voxer telling me how much she returns to the material. She'll be writing a case study. She's like, oh my gosh, I wrote this thing and I forgot that this was a resource and I went in there and used it. And it was just like so amazing. That's always really fun to hear. And I chose to create this delivery method for my training because I didn't want you to have to worry about a login. If you're like me, at least you have about 10 different Kajabi logins, like 10, I don't know, what is it, like Teachable, whatever. Like, you've got all these logins. You don't need another one. So by me emailing you the materials with Google Docs, what I did was I created the link where it forces you to make a copy. So you don't even have to worry about like, oh no, did I make a copy of that thing? If you're clicking on the links and you're downloading the materials, you have copied it. You have created your own copy. It's easy to organize. It's easy to work through. I mean, I'm super organized. And that is one thing that I hear from clients and students is that this is really well laid out and really well organized, which means the world to me. I was telling you that one of the clients that has gone through the training is a marketing agency. We just wrapped up a couple weeks ago, and what I did was they brought me on for case study consultation. They have four or five different writers in-house that are going to be working on various case studies for themselves and for clients, and I walked them through the training. So I just, you know, modified it slightly so that it was dripping out over a few weeks versus 6 weeks, and we had live calls and all the same things. So they got the experience in just a little bit more condensed of a format, and the agency owner was really impressed with how well it was organized and how thoughtful the material was structured and all the resources. And that was really, really amazing to hear because I was able to take this training and just, you know, again, modify it slightly, but it means the world when other agency owners comment and notice those things. But the point here is that I wanted it to be easy. I mean, the name of the podcast is The Basic Bee. We're all about basic, keeping things simple, making it easier. So I've done that. And I'll leave you with these stats to chew on. There's a few. First one, I found this somewhere. I don't remember exactly where I found it, but 80% of people wouldn't call themselves good writers. But you don't have to come into this feeling like a good writer. It's all about learning what information to highlight and in what order. It's selecting the right pieces and getting good at organizing things. And again, I'm good at organizing things. I'm great at showing you how to organize things and how to improve that. Client testimonials have the highest effectiveness rating, 89% for content marketing. They are super freaking effective. And again, the case study is a giant piece of social proof, but we also strategically weave in those testimonials. Here's another one for you. Using storytelling in your content increases engagement by 300%. It's a big deal. We've seen over even just the last couple years how storytelling really moves the needle for people who are on the fence. When you can show someone what their experience could be like, they open up to that possibility and connect with you even more. Last one, 91% of millennials like me trust online reviews as much as recommendations from friends and family. And we all know this, without trust, absolutely nothing is going to happen. No one will buy from you. No one will seek you out. No one will want to sign on for a project with you. When you show your work and showcase the client experience, you give people a chance to try before they buy, which again is so rare and so special. Now, you've heard all of this. So what are you supposed to do if you're like, I want to learn more? I have questions. Where do I go? What do I do? Who do I talk to? What people do I call? There's three things that you could do. Visit the sales page, which is going to be linked at the bottom for the case study training program. We go live on April 29th. Before then, you can find me in two places. Well, technically three places. You can find me on Voxer or Instagram. And this is going to be best if you have just a quick question to ask or you want to say hi and you just like want to check out if we vibe or not. And then you could also book a 15-minute discovery call. I'm making these quick. There is no obligation. I'm happy to say hi. I love talking to people. This is going to be the better option if you like seeing and interacting with someone or if you have multiple questions, and even maybe if you just want to get a sneak peek of what the program looks like. I've been thinking about making a Loom behind the scenes, so I might make that video as well. But you have options. So visit the sales page, look through it, get even more details over there. Listen to some of the podcast episodes that I'm going to link below. I'm going to have Brenna's episode so that you can hear again how to use case studies in your launches. I'm going to have Steph's episode so you can again hear why case studies need SEO. I'm going to have Dallas's episode down below so you can again hear what the experience is like for a Done For You case study client, because maybe you are a copywriter like me or a marketer or a strategist and you want to offer case studies to your clients. This is the impact that you can have in someone's life. I'm going to have Rachel's episode as well, so you can meet your case study marketing mentor. Again, she came in and did a fabulous marketing workshop all about using your human design to market your case study. And then I'm going to have Mindy's episode because I referenced it so many times. Of course, you can hear from an actual case study training student. I will also link Jamar's episode, which is so good. We talked about how to optimize case studies that are blogs as well as case studies that are videos living on YouTube. And if Ashley's is out right now, I will make sure that hers is linked below. But of course, I will go and link that whenever it is live. That's another example of a case study interview. You can hear from someone where I did a Done For You case study. So you've got lots of links to click. If you're that person that's like, give me all the information, you have homework. But if you just want to like talk it out with me, I'm more than happy. Again, Voxer, I live over there. Instagram, come DM me, say hi, because not everybody's on Voxer and I know that. Or just book a 15-minute quick call with me and we can chit chat, have some fun, cheers our water glasses in the middle of the day. And yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for even taking the time out to hear what I had to share about this program. I love this program. I love this work. And it means the world to me. And I don't take it lightly when people come into my world and they trust me to guide them through this creation process. It is fun. I promise you it is fun. It is some work, but the payoff is just so meaningful and so impactful. That was really something, wasn't it? Let that really sink in and guide you toward being the answer to even more Googled questions. Thanks so much for joining me this episode. You are the reason this show exists and that it keeps growing. You know, thanks to all those follows and reviews. If you know someone who could benefit from what was shared, send it to them. We don't do shy around here. If you thought of clarifying or follow-up questions while listening, you know what to do. Say hi on Instagram. Check the show notes for all the things that were mentioned, and I'll talk to you soon, friend. Okay, you get it. You know SEO is important, but no. You're not interested in learning another skill. Who has the time? But who are you supposed to trust with the task of getting SEO to work for you? Someone who won't ghost you mid-project or treat you like a dum-dum lollipop. Someone who actually wants to empower you and your team with all things SEO. Hi, yes, it's me, Brittany, and you are the person I created the SEO packet for. You're curious. You want to understand this thing better, but like only a little bit. You don't actually want to do the doing. This way, you get the key SEO stuff super fast, and you get support throughout and beyond the project. No more letting Google gift you the wrong SEO strategy. Time to put the right words in the right places and get found online by the right people. Find all the info you need below.